And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Welcome to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. Thanks for joining us today. That was Apparition from Athens, Georgia, off their new demo from this year. That's the last song of the demo, called Nauseous. The last line of the song is, "Every breath I take of this world's stupid air makes me nauseous," which is really fitting for right now because we're in California and fucking everything's on fire. People are wearing respirator masks in the street. There's fucking smoke everywhere. It really sucks. Whole communities are just burning down, and it's a really uplifting time. So we're happy to have you here on the radio with us. I'm joined today by my friends Jeff and Morgan. Jeff is just escaped some fire up north in Santa Rosa, and we'll be talking to him about that later. Morgan did not, I don't think.
Different.
He's escaping some different kind of fires in his life right now. But I'm happy to have both of them here. I'm going to start off the radio show with a set of some newer stuff, but first starting off with a not new thing that makes me very happy. Una Bestia Incontrollable. Yeah, here it is.
Thank you.
Hi, welcome back. I think that band was called Palpom. I'm not really sure. It came into the magazine this month in this like sleeve, like just a plain paper sleeve that looks old, like maybe from like 1982. And it like kind of reeks of like patchouli and a like old damp warehouse. It's real weird, but I really like the record. It's a 2-song single. I think that song was called like Pulling Teeth. I think the band's called Palpom. Don't know. Before that was Straight Crunch from Oakland off their new tape. The song is called In a Free Pile. Before that was River's Edge off their new tape. They're from Chattanooga, Tennessee. The song was called Fingers. Before that was Dark Light from Portland off their new LP. The song was called In Our Dreams. And starting off was Una Bestia with Newman, who are awesome. Now I'm going to hand it over to Jeff, who is in San Francisco because he just escaped the North Bay through escaping crazy wildfires that are going up there. And in the vaguest question I can possibly think of, Jeff, what was that like?
So open-ended.
What was that like?
Well, I guess it was like this. It was like the other night I woke up. I was up there on top of a mountain doing some work for a friend and got woken up by my friend who was screaming at 1 a.m, fire, fire, Jeff, wake up. And we got to get out of here, you know? And so basically it was like within 1 minute, I like got out of my tent. My dog Dizzy started barking like crazy. It was like really, you know, like smelling like smoke. And I looked out and there's this huge fire in the distance. And it was like, the fire was like, in the direction of, you know, where we would like get out to go to 101. And so it was like pretty fucking scary. And anyway, we, you know, got in our trucks and drove through the back roads over like, I don't know, like creek, like these like roads that were like covered in creek water and stuff, and ended up in Willits with a bunch of other, I don't know, people that were escaping this crazy fire. And then we went further and went to Fort Bragg to get away from it. And I don't know. So that's my story. And I eventually just came down to the Bay because I wanted to get out of the North Bay. Yeah. But yeah. So I don't know.
That sounds really intense, but I'm glad you made it out safely.
Yeah.
What are you going to play?
Well,
well, switching gears quickly.
Switching gears quickly, because it's this is a set of music for Cinque. It's Cinque's birthday. This first band is my friends Cameron, Peter, and Tom. They're in a band called Rim Job from New Orleans, and this song is called Distance.
Thank you.
right, that was Custody Battle with Christmas. And before that was Witch Saddle with a song called Four. And before that was a Cynosure from Olympia with a song called Because of This. And then before that was Hoarder with Lighthouse. And starting it off was Rim Job with Distance. And now here's Morgan.
Hello. All
right. How do you do this?
You just say something about it.
Oh, man. So.
Man in graduate school.
I don't know how to talk to people. All right. We're going to start this off with. All right. Never mind. Here's a bunch of shit that came out a long time ago.
Yeah.
it's the size of the dam, and I can watch it rise. Try to hold it back, but it just don't stay.
See if I can do this now without completely trashing The Office. That was Gone to the Moon by the Fastbacks. Before that, we had Pirate Girls by the Pinkos.
And prior to that was Reject Button by the old Tucson band Knockout Pills. Before that was Elevator by Tina Age 13. And started off with Choices by Van Bilderass. And Jeff is going to be back up here next.
All right. Thanks, Morgan. So the next thing I'm going to play is this band called Rex Manning Day. And I'm very excited about this band. It's my friend Sadie, who is in Gloss, is playing drums for this band. And then Jimmy from the legendary Oogle group Hail Seizures is playing guitar. And then Vicky from Box Fan is playing bass. And this song is called Metro. Thanks for the memories. Indeed for Metro in Japan.
I'm coming down slowly. Why'd I let you stone me? Got work in the morning.
right, that was Intrepid Hearts with Self Service. They're a very cool Minneapolis band that is sadly no longer. Before them is SBDC from Vancouver, BC. They had a song called Clean Your Own Shit. Before that, Malafides with The Beat. And prior to that was Rex Manning Day with a song called Metro. Thanks for the memories. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thank you for being here. I had a job interview today where we talked about cleaning up your own shit and other people's shit, and it was like pretty funny. It's maybe the first time I've talked about human shit in a job interview before. And they're like, how do you feel about cleaning up other people's shit? And I was like, I guess I'm okay with it, because sometimes you just got to do it.
Sorry, that answer wasn't excited enough.
Yeah. I'm just going to purposely leave out a lot of details about that job.
Thank you for tuning into Maximum Rock and Roll Radio.
We really enjoy being able to bring you the best DIY punk rock
around the world every week for free.
If you liked what you heard, why not donate to ensure we can keep the music coming to you?
Donating is easy and tax deductible. Go to our website,
MaximumRockandRoll.com,
and click on the donate button.
Yes! God, I'm so stoked.
For more information about this radio show, check out our website,
radio.MaximumRockandRoll.com.
Email us requests or comments, radio@MaximumRockandRoll.com.
If you'd like to be considered for review in the magazine or play on this radio show,
send 2 copies of vinyl
or 1 copy of CD-only release and your cassettes
to MRR P.O. Box 460760, San Francisco, California,
94146
in the U.S. of A.
Maximum Rock and Roll Radio is edited by Kalu, and we have a clean version of the show available thanks to John Carnes.
Okay, thanks for joining us on Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. Thanks to Jeff and Morgan for being here with me and playing stuff and throwing shit around and making records skip and all that. Thanks to Grace for being in the background and making some sort of snacks. I'm assuming snacks. We're going to leave you today with Jeff's band, Perfect People from Olympia. This song is off of their tape. It's the last song. It's called Ghosts. Thanks. Bye.